The Frank Beckman Show, News Talk 760 WJR.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome into the Frank Beckman Show for this Wednesday, January 13th, 9 till noon. Every day we're on the airwaves, keeping you the best informed audience in all of radio, taking your phone calls at 800-859-0957. I've got a couple press releases I want to talk about this morning, and we'll get into that in just a little bit on one of them involving McLaren Hospital in Flint. And, you know, the cases of Legionnaires' disease that broke out, and the politicians tried to blame it on the water crisis. And now we're hearing that, you know, the attorney general might want to charge Rick Snyder with a crime. Well, be careful about that, Madam Attorney General, for one reason. If you're going to bring charges against somebody like Rick Snyder or members of his administration for something they supposedly did because of a breakout of Legionnaires' disease, which they had nothing to do with, you have got to take a close look at why so many older people died of coronavirus after the governor's policies regarding nursing homes and the like, assisted care living facilities. You must do the same if you're a legitimate law enforcement official interested in justice. But of course, we know she's not. She's interested in politics, and that's what this is all about. Hope Rick Snyder's happy that he made the endorsement of Joe Biden. I still think that he was under the impression he would not be charged in connection with Flint because he crossed the political boundary. But that's another story altogether. Okay, so there are a couple things going on. I want to mention this, and I don't want to harp on this too long for the moment. Okay, but I've got to tell you something only because there's a press release going out in less than an hour from our company, Cumulus Media, and the radio station WJR. And I'm just going to read to you from the start of the press release, okay? This is going to be the easiest way for me to do this. News Talk 760 WJR mid-morning on-air host Frank Beckman announces his retirement after I'm not making this up. This is how it's written. A brilliant 48-year radio career at the Detroit station. A sports broadcasting legend, Beckman has hosted the Frank Beckman Show 9 a.m. to noon for the last 18 years on WJR weekdays. And my final show, so all of you know, will be Friday, March 26th. So I'm not cutting out today, okay? But March 26th will be my final show. My contract expires March 31st. And look, the station wants me to stay, okay? That was the bottom line. So they're not kicking me out in any way. I've just made this decision on my own. Going to spend more time with family and friends and playing golf and, splitting time between here and Florida. And so I'm just so grateful to all of you for your dedication to following this radio station and my show and shows over the years. And I just can't thank you enough for that. Can't thank my family enough, wife Karen, son John, daughter Tori, who's given us three delightful grandkids. It's been a magical run and something I never could have imagined growing up as a youngster on the east side of Detroit on Westphalia, 17204 Westphalia, by the way. And you sit there and play these tabletop games, sports games, and announce them while I was doing it. And that's how it all started. And I always wanted to be a broadcaster in sports to begin with. And then it sort of morphed into more than that as time went on. But at any rate, I thank all of you for your support over the years. I especially thank all of my coworkers and those people that I've worked for. They're the best in the business. And I'm absolutely proud to say that I worked with all of them for all this time. It's been a great run here at WJR, over 48 years. And who would have ever thunk it that this guy who was hired as a newsman back in 1972, a news reporter, would wind up someday saying goodbye with an announcement on the airwaves at the start of his own show? You can't imagine that kind of thing happening. But at any rate, enough of that. We'll talk about